This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a rather interesting KER politics. Going to be chatting on a couple of subjects right now that may not appear to be politics, but the political implications and the personal interest implications, in my opinion, are very, very strong. I'm going to talk initially about sexual harassment with Dr. Dwight Moore. Dwight is writing a book right now. It's entitled Men's Voices on Sexual Harassment. It's Ecologist's View on Why We Harass. Now, I don't want to take it necessarily from that standpoint, Dwight. I want to take it from the standpoint that some very serious careers have been absolutely trashed because the people were accused and found guilty of sexual harassment. The best example I can think of is certainly Matt Lauer. Number one, I would like your comments on that.
Yeah, this is a result of the fact that we really have not figured out what due process should be used when there's an accusation. And then we haven't also figured out about how to fit the punishment to the crime. There's no real alignment yet between how do you punish somebody who told a dirty joke and somebody else who grabbed somebody's rear end.
Yeah.
This is part of what I would call the systemic problem in sorting out what's going on with this issue of sexual harassment.
Well, the systemic problem I find to be really interesting is I think many people have found a way to take advantage of a situation that is heretofore really kind of been swept under the rug. Right now you have careers that have been absolutely ruined. I can't comment necessarily about Matt Lauer, but the fellow in Hollywood, it strikes me that his actions were very, very inappropriate.
Taking you know about Pete Rose or Morgan Freeman, those two guys? Not Pete Rose, Charlie Rose and Morgan Freeman.
Well, Charlie Rose, for one, sure, but the fact of the matter is, sexual harassment is something that is immoral. It's been under the table for so many years, and today we have a situation where literally lives are being ruined. I mean, let's take Bill Clinton, for example. Was that a normal situation with Monica Lewinsky, or is Bill Clinton really some despicable human being? I would have to say that I don't care for Bill Clinton, and our listeners are very aware of that. The fact of the matter is, I think he did something that was probably somewhat normal within the male psyche. Any comments on that?
I'm uncomfortable starting where you're starting. Because I believe that men are responsible for sexual harassment, and not women. They're not the ones who should be blowing the whistle and setting the norms on this. I believe that we as men should be doing that.
So we as men should, in fact, be blowing the whistle. Is that what you're saying, Dwight?
We should be setting the standards. We should be talking to our brothers about how we're behaving. We should be developing consensus on what is unacceptable and what's acceptable, and we should be in the forefront of whatever appropriate sanctions there should be. This is a men's issue, not a women's issue.
And how would you suggest we get together and do that? And that's what the book is all about, right?
That's what the book's all about, and I got, you know, a whole bunch of background and also advice and teachings, in a sense, about that.
I'd like to talk about
it. I think what it starts, let me just be simple about this. I think where it starts is this kind of conversation that you and I are having, where two or three men sit down together and talk about what they're upset about. And where we started was there's probably inappropriate consequences now, sanctions on men for what could be, frankly, sort of minimal behavior. But there is no due process in this. We skip a step right now. Two or three women accuse a man of harassment, and he gets fired. You know, this is wrong. This is not appropriate because it's not due process. It, you know, the idea of habeas corpus is a pretty important step here.
Yes, it is.
So I agree with you about that, but I don't want to lose sight of the fact that this would not be problematic if the man had not done something inappropriate. And for me, as a psychologist, so just let me just say one other thing about that. For me, as a psychologist, what I'm really fascinated about is why do we harass? Because that's, to me, I think we need to know that in order to get a handle on how do we want to behave instead.
You know, this is an interesting subject to me in the sense that I'm a product of the 60s. I never considered sexual harassment to be an issue in my life. But, Dr. Moore, I'd have to ask you at this point, how do we start? What does start this thing, and what should step two be on the part of you and I, for example?
In terms of fixing it or in terms of understanding it?
Both.
Both. Well, I think we need to spend some time understanding why we harass. And I'll just see if I can be simple about this, is that in every walk of our lives, religion, education, film, media, print, conversations, philosophy, for basically the history of mankind, we have been allocated power.
Okay.
And we have basically gotten used to the idea that we get to call the shots.
Okay, fair enough.
So, and you know, you don't have to pick, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
So we first of all need to understand and accept that truth. By the way, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that, because power can be used beautifully. Good leadership is always good leadership. So then the intervention, the second part of it, is basically talking and calling each other on this stuff. And that's everything from very simple to when, you know, guys are in a fraternity and they're bad-mouthing women, to say, no, sorry, I'm not comfortable with that. I really don't want to be around you speaking to that guy. To times in our businesses, and I don't know whether you experienced this, Al, but as an industrial psychologist, I heard guys starting sexist jokes in a boardroom and saying, I'm not comfortable with that sort of joke, and I really don't want it to happen around me. That created incredible discomfort for everybody.
Because why do you think calling, that is? Dwight, what do you think that is?
Well, first of all, it's a confrontation, so people are not particularly comfortable with confrontation. And also, I think it's about asking somebody to look at, you know, what's being called privilege now, white male privilege or whatever it is, and say, are we okay with this or not? Is it fair? And that's a very difficult conversation to have. So it creates anxiety and tension and challenge. So I'm being simplistic about that, but that's I think there's an interesting process called the bystander movement now. But basically it's for people who are bystanding to speak up. You know, all of us have had the experience where somebody's telling a racist joke in our midst. And if we're silent or laugh, we are supportive of the racism. If we stop people in the middle of it, or after we get the punchline, say, you know, I really don't want that to happen in my presence again, then we make a statement about how uncomfortable and unacceptable racism is, in a very small little way.
Dwight, I got to take a break here real quick. We got to take a commercial break. I want to get back on this, though. I think this is fascinating. I want to get back with the question as, why does this happen? This is a major change that you are talking about in society. And is it even possible to instigate? Be right back with Dr. Dwight Moore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with Dr. Dwight Moore about a major change that he is suggesting could be occurring in our society right now. And that change is, how do we deal with sexual harassment? Now, you kind of brought that out. You kind of enlarged the subject a little bit. Dwight, to what I think was an appropriate point, and that is, how do we deal with sexual harassment? How do we deal with racial harassment? Now, let's talk first about the sexual harassment situation. Sexual harassment, in my opinion, is not in the eye of the beholder. Sexual harassment either exists or it simply does not exist. You're talking about instigating a major change in our society. Is that possible, Dwight?
It is. Sorry, I wasn't clear what your question is.
We're talking about a major change in our society, and that is to get the guys and, to an extent, the gals, because there is sexual harassment on both sides, to get them to even admit that this is going on and perhaps it is not appropriate. Is this change possible to instigate?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think it probably defines whether you're an optimist or pessimist about life. Yes, it'd be extremely difficult to make this change. But I believe that we can move the needle on this one. I don't, by the way, want a totally androgynous or, you know, gender-neutral society. I don't really, frankly, think that'd be that interesting to live in one of those.
I think it would be absolutely the dullest thing in the world.
But I do want things like shared power and equity and consensus and a peaceful world. So, you know, if that's our goal and our direction, I'd like to work toward that. I'm not going to live long enough to see that, but I am interested in small incremental steps, and that's been true for me all of my life. You know, I was a conscientious objector in the Vietnam War because I wanted to make a statement about, I don't believe in killing people. I don't think it's a good way to go about relationships. And so along the way, we each get to vote in these small little human interactions we have about what kind of ethics and culture we want. And so what I'm doing is encouraging men to look at themselves and say, am I being inappropriate or not? And by the way, I agree with you, Al. This is not ambiguous. If you took the same behavior and said, if my wife was confronted with that or my daughter, 99% of the guys are going to be able to tell, yeah, that's harassment or inappropriate or not. So that's sort of the way to take a quick temperature on this. If you want to make a comment to a waitress about how, you know, nice a figure she has, would you want your daughter to have that kind of comment, or your wife? If you decide to slide your hand up the leg of a server in a restaurant, hopefully not being noticed, would you want your wife or daughter to have that kind of behavior? We know what's inappropriate.
Interestingly enough, we had a situation like that up here at Sammy Amwell Golf and Country Club. You know, one of the guys got absolutely, totally smashed, which is totally inappropriate, obviously, acted very inappropriately with a young girl who was probably 50 years his junior. You know what happened to that guy? He was ejected from the club, and he's not allowed back.
And what did you think of that response?
I happen to know the girl personally, and my comment was, if you were, and I told her this, if you were my daughter, the perpetrator, and it was a witness thing, probably would have had a lawsuit on his hands that he could not have handled. That's how angry I got.
Yeah. So it was an appropriate sanction. If you can't behave yourself in this pretty, you know, rarefied, gated community, then you don't belong here.
That's right.
Sorry, we don't behave that way here.
Well, that's right, we don't. Now, you know what? We've got about, what are we down here to? We're down here to probably 4 minutes. I want to talk specifically about your book because I think it is an important one. Men's Voices on Sexual Harassment, A Psychologist's View on Why We Harass. I've known Dwight for probably 2 or 3 years, you guys out there, and I want to say one thing. He is not some kind of pussy. He's an excellent golfer. He's a very successful psychologist. He is somebody who I fully respect. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, thank you. Most of the voices in the press over the last year have been female voices. And I got interested in what men think about this, so I went through my Rolodex and called up 40 men.
And I was one of them.
and keep the confidentiality of the people I talk with, so I would not have revealed that, but thank you.
Proud to do it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate the input. And I discovered a couple of really interesting things, Al. One is that men generally, the men I talk with, think that harassment is despicable. There's no question about it. And they are supportive of the women that are speaking out. The second thing that I discovered is that men think sexual harassment, by and large, is about sex. It's not about power. Women, on the other hand, believe it's about power, not about sex. So we have a difference there in perception between men and women, and we need to kind of sort that out. Men do acknowledge that for certain men, what I call the predators, the Harvey Weinsteins, etc., that is about power for them, and they abuse that power along the way. The third thing I discovered was quite interesting is there are actually four kinds of men. There are the predators, there are the opportunists, which I put myself in. The opportunists really basically tried to have as much sex as they could, as often as they could, but they were not punitive or they weren't forceful or any of that stuff. Third group is what we call the clueless guys. These are the guys who just kind of go along with stupid jokes and they don't really know what they're doing. And then there is a group of nice guys, which oddly in the sample that I talk with were the predominant number of nice guys. We have no idea of the proportion of men in North America that fall into those four categories. There's been no research about it. If I ever get a chance to write another book, I'll do some research around that. But my perception is that most of us are nice guys.
I would say that certainly the listeners to our program definitely fall into that category.
I would think so. And Al, these are guys, Al, that are, you know, they got good training from their parents about how you treat people, the golden rule, and being civil and gracious and in some cases Christian, where there's just a basic fundamental message, do unto yourself as you would have others do. I mean, that's not complicated.
Down to 40 seconds, Dwight.
Yeah, so that based on that information I gathered from 40 folks, I put together the rest of the book, which is to answer the questions of why. And then at the end, I offer a bunch of advice about what we can do about this as individuals, not sort of globally, but as individuals, what can we personally do?
And you need to read the book, ladies and gentlemen, to find out what we can personally do. I will provide access to that book once it is out. Dwight Moore, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I'm a little reticent to call this KER Politics, but I'm going to call it KER Cutting Edge from now on. Big Al is so fed up with what's going on politically in the world, and especially in the United States, that I just decided I would want to tackle some subjects that what I would put in the category of being cutting edge. Medical marijuana certainly is in the category of cutting edge. I have two folks on the line with me right now who are experts in that. Husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Manik Patel. Shreema Patel, Shreema Merchant Patel, actually has a PhD in molecular biology. Shreema, I want to talk to you first. Let's talk about a little bit about medical marijuana. How exactly is medical marijuana evolving to the point where it's really becoming an important factor in the medical community?
So medical marijuana has come up, with its medicinal applications in the last few years. After a long period of dormancy, what was considered to be a psychotropic drug, clubbed with other addictive drugs, and it was sort of shoved under the blanket to say that it's not beneficial. And then the benefits of medical marijuana have come to light again in the last few years, and the medical field is taking a lot of interest in it because it's you know, there's a bunch of different groups of people that is very interested in using medical marijuana because it seems to be very effective in conditions which cannot be treated with the plethora of drugs that we have access to at the moment. Having said that, a lot of this evidence is empirical and doesn't have systematic scientific basis which other pharmaceutical drugs have, and therefore this has become a subject of interest both to the world of cannabis and to the world of pharmaceuticals, as well as to the medical fraternity in general.
Dr. Merchant Patel, I have to say one thing. I find it to be absolutely intriguing. My family has gone through an awful lot of hardship, suffering, etc., because of various forms of cancer. And in the United States right now, anyway, cancer is starting to be very effectively treated by cannabis. It really seems to make things better for the patients in terms of eliminating pain. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. I believe that, you know, if we look at the molecular aspect of the effect of cannabis, we will definitely find that cannabis is very effective for the use of cancer. However, and the treatment of pain associated with cancer. And actually, I would like to say that our company at Sera Pharma Corp, which is based in Canada, has actually signed a research agreement with Simon Fraser University to study the effect of cancer the effect of cannabis on cancer cell lines to see its effect on calcium and potassium channels.
Tell me a little bit, if you would. Simon Fraser is a pretty well-known school in Western Canada. Tell me a little bit, if you would, about the research that you're doing with them right now.
So we're working with their Department of Biokinetics, and we're trying to study how cannabis would affect cell lines that are grown within the lab. So we're not actually testing it on humans or animals, and this is the first step in the research. To see the molecular effect of cannabis on these cell lines.
Monica, let me ask you a question. You're the other half of this dynamic duo here. Monique, answer a question for me if you would. How did you get interested in this? I mean, it's a fascinating and very, very up-to-date subject. How did you get interested in it?
So what happened was when we moved to Canada, we were exposed to the world of cannabis. And in the beginning, as new immigrants in the country, when we were told that we should work with cannabis, and our co-founder, Yadwin, he said, given our scientific background and our experience in the pharmaceutical field, we should look into cannabis. And Shima and I were both very hesitant to work with cannabis as new immigrants in the country. So that
why is that?
Cannabis is very controversial.
Yes,
it is. Schedule one narcotic. It's technically illegal to work with cannabis or conduct any research with cannabis. Even right now in most countries, the permit to work with cannabis is very hard to obtain, especially in the US. So, and it's the same in Canada. It's the same in India. It's the same all over the world. And to work with something which is controversial and supposedly has no medicinal properties, we were very hesitant to get into it.
Well,
there's a lot of stigma attached to it, if I may say.
Mr. and Ms. Patel, I have to say one thing. I guess I should say, Dr. and Mr. Patel, I have one thing to say, and that is we have a very mainstream situation in Seattle, Washington, that is now covering medical marijuana almost on a daily basis. And I have to tell you guys, Shreema, you can appreciate this. I mean, I love children. I've got three daughters. And the special that I saw last night on the news brought tears to my eyes. You got this poor little girl who I believe has seizures just out of the blue. Nothing at all can help her other than medical marijuana. And interestingly enough, they interviewed her mother, and her mother said, you know, the only problem we have is the cost of using this particular therapy is $1,000 U.S. or a month. And she said, you know, I have to tell you, she's talking to the news. She said, I have to tell you, we're going to find a way to make it work, because this has, medical marijuana has proven to us, medical cannabis, I guess is a better way to put it, has proven to us that our daughter's suffering has decreased by almost 80%. And this is verifiable, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the one thing I want to bring up here, we're going to take a break in about a minute so the stations can air their commercials, which they need to do. But I want to say one thing, and that is the world is changing very, very rapidly. If you don't think it is, you should have been with Big Al today when he was trying to figure out how to work his new cell phone. I mean, you got a 13-year-old kid, and he can do it, and I, for whatever reason, can't. Let me ask you this last question before we go into the next topic, you guys. Let's start out with you, Dr. Merchant Patel, and that is, I'd like to know if you are optimistic, and if so, why, and we only have a minute, as to the future of medical marijuana.
I'm very optimistic about the future of medical marijuana, and it's because of all the empirical evidence that is available. I'm an Indian. I'm originally from India, and our Ayurvedic scriptures go back 3,000 years, and they document the use of marijuana. And, you know, I think it has longstanding implications for the benefit of human health, and it's a matter of systematic scientific testing and proving it. Consistent dosage that people can rely on when they're giving it to susceptible populations like children and
Okay, wrapping up this segment with Dr. Shreema Merchant Patel and her husband Monique. Very interesting subject dealing with right now, medical marijuana. It's in its infancy stage, there's no question about that. But I think you're going to see some real opportunity out there in the future. Remember, if you have any specific questions, Dr. Shreema Patel and Monique will be available to answer all questions on Daily Editorials this week. Be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with medical marijuana, I'm going to focus in this segment on one of the dynamic duo, and that one is Dr. Shreema Merchant Patel. Dr. Merchant Patel, please tell me, if you would, a little bit about the history of medical marijuana, both back in your country and in North America.
Absolutely. So medical marijuana has been used for thousands of years in Asian countries, China, India. And in India, the Ayurvedic scriptures talk about the value of using cannabis for different indications, even in children, about 3,000 years ago. So very deep-rooted, knowledge in India. And in the USA and the Western countries, it has come back to light in the last few years due to its medicinal properties. But it has long been shrouded by the, for being a narcotic and an addictive substance. And unfortunately, its value has also somewhere been lost in that process. But if you go back to India, people even today use it in rural areas to rub on the bellies of little children to elevate their stomach aches and other, issues that little babies might have. So used very often, also has cultural significance in India, where a couple of days in a year, cannabis is consumed as an offering to God. And, people consume it in temples.
It isn't just India, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, cannabis has been used all over the world for medical application for some time. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Egypt as well has long documented the value. Ancient Egyptian culture has long documented the value of cannabis in medicine.
Well, I think it's about time in North America perhaps woke up, because there do seem to be some very, very beneficial factors. Dr. Richard Patel, I want to talk more right now, if we could, about your background, both from an educational standpoint and from a practical standpoint. You are involved in research and you have a PhD in molecular biology. Please elaborate on that.
Absolutely. I have a PhD in molecular biology designing diagnostic methods from Queensland, Australia. I have a master's and a bachelor's in life sciences and biotechnology from India. I moved to Canada in 2013, and it may resonate with a lot of immigrants, I had to sort of move a little bit away from my field of specialization, but I was working with startup companies, helping them get funding, make strategic connections. And in that process, I learned so much about the Canadian system of, research commercialization. And I think it goes a long way in helping our company bring to people cannabis in the form of a pharmaceutical.
You know, I want to bring out one interesting thing. One thing that got me very, very intrigued in the subject of medical marijuana, and that is on King TV Channel 5, we watch that news every night, and a couple of nights ago, they did a special on this poor little girl who was having seizures, and they interviewed her mother. They also talked a little bit to the girl. The mother said medical marijuana is the only thing that doesn't curtail, but seems to make the seizures more moderate, for lack of better terms. And she told the news team that, the only problem is it's $9,000 a month to provide this particular dosage. But she said, somehow we're going to make it work, because I hate to see my little girl suffer. Boy, if that doesn't tug on your heartstrings, I don't know what will.
Absolutely. And I think Oxera Pharmaceutical Corporation, our company, is uniquely placed to answer this need, because we have our roots in India, and we anticipate that our research is going to bring to people, like the little girl that they talked about and can use, affordable medicine that is of high quality, that can be manufactured in India, and still meet the quality standards of global health authorities, and provide cannabis in the form of a pharmaceutical to people who are most susceptible populations, like seniors and little children, and even cancer patients, perhaps. And we do believe that medicinal cannabis will bring a lot of value to conditions that are not currently being addressed by the plethora of medications available at the moment.
Dr. Merchant Patel, I have one question for you, and that is, I have worked with medical startups before, and the rub, for lack of better terms, the biggest challenge in the United States seems to be the FDA. Now, what type of regulations right now does the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have in terms of medical marijuana?
At the moment, medical marijuana, the regulations around medical marijuana are not clear when it comes to the FDA. It's because of the gray area of legalization in which medicinal cannabis lies. However, one product from a company, a European company, has been approved both in Canada and in the USA for a couple of indications. But Health Canada is coming up with more and more stringent and well-defined regulations around the use of cannabis. And actually, Asira Pharma Corp has 12 applications in with Health Canada for SKUs, or different types of formulations that can be sold in a pharmacy. And in fact, these formulations are take people away from the traditional smoking of cannabis. It takes away the stigma of smoking cannabis, as well as provides patients with consistent, well-defined, and stable, uniform dosage formulations. In fact, our company also has the partner status with Health Canada, so we can work very closely with them to provide these pharmaceutical-grade formulations to patients.
Well, down here where I live in the United States, CMD, which is a cannabis product, offshoot of cannabis, is now legal to the point where you can buy it over the counter in various grocery stores, drug stores, et cetera, et cetera. I've seen it both in Hagen stores down here in the Bellingham area, and I've seen it in other grocery stores. So there must be something to it. I know that CMD lotion supposedly is very, very effective in, among other things, relieving muscle pain. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. So a CBD is a non-psychotropic component of
correct.
Cannabis. And it is thought to have a lot of medicinal value and is... Because it's not psychotropic, it is available over the counter for people. But what we would like to bring to people is the right balance between CBD and THC, with known ratios of these two components that can help patients, because what people have found in the research in the past is that CBD and THC individually are very effective, but together the effect is way more enhanced. And in addition to that, there is an effect called the entourage effect of the cannabis plant. So the entire extract, along with CBD, THC, and other minor components of the extract, produces the best results in terms of human consumption and addressing specific ailments.
Dr. Merchant-Patel, I really appreciate your time and your husband Monique's time on this. I know Monique is very involved in this. Monique, by the way, has an MBA, so you're both very well-educated people. The comment that I would make is I have a real passion to learn more about medical marijuana. I think that it is perhaps could be the biggest advance in medical history that has occurred ever in our time, and I have to say that I applaud you and your husband for doing this. We're going to stay on top of it. If you folks have any questions specifically, I will address them in daily editorials this week to Dr. Merchant-Patel and her husband, Mr. Monique Patel. Gentlemen and ladies, what do you think? Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.